Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Wake Up, Woodlands. It's by Karen Jameson, and the pictures are by Mark Boutavant. And my friends, it's another spring story. We're going to try to fit as many in as we can because it's springtime. And it's really nice when we get to enjoy springtime, isn't it? Yeah. So, without any further ado, today's story is read by Mommy and... Who are you today?
Who are you?
Oh, Link! Again? Link! Link. Which Link are you? Or just the Link? Link. The great hero. Of course, from Legend of Zelda, the great hero. Well, there's, believe it or not, there's lots of video games that go by that, but you are the best one, the OG baby. So, anyways, here we are. Let's read about spring, shall we? Here we go. Wake up, Woodlands. Wake up, Tiny Whiskers. No more storming. Woods are warming. Sweep your sleepy dreams away. Scamper out. And meet the day. And we can see the little boy is talking to a mouse. He's a cute little mouse. Wake up, little buzz. No gray looming. Buds are blooming. Shake the winter from each wing. Blossom hopping starts in spring. Ooh, that's a great one. In the picture, we can see who he's talking to. It's a bee. Do you know that bees hop from flower to flower to flower? Well, they fly from flower to flower to flower. That's what they do. They're having a great time, too. This guy looks happy. Collecting pollen. Pollinating happens a lot in the spring. Wake up, long ears. Winter's over. Fields in clover. One more snuggle, stretch, and yawn. Bound outdoors to greet the dawn. And here we see a bunch of little bunnies. And they're looking up. And their field is covered in clover. Now, bunny rabbits like to eat clover. So these guys are happy. And they will bounce and bound out into the fields. Oh, look.
Like this.
Oh, you guys are missing it. He's bounding away. Nice work. Do you want to see the next picture? Wake up, small paws. No more snowing. Streams are flowing. Breakfast's waiting, little one. Catch your trout in the morning sun. Who likes to eat trout? Yeah, bears do. And this guy's been sleeping. He's been hibernating. Mm-hmm. Hibernation ends in the spring. Wake up, bright wings. No more freezes. Gentle breezes, wiggle free of your cocoon, float through fields of spring perfume. Yep, butterflies. That's right. This picture is a beautiful butterfly. Mm-hmm. See? Lovely. Wake up, big eyes. Frost is fading. Spring's parading. Peek out from your hiding places. Graze with mom in grassy spaces. What animal has these big eyes? A deer. Yeah, and the deer is thinking, I think I'll go and play in the field. Wake up, chubby cheeks. Ice is thawing. Time for gnawing. Leap around from tree to tree, nibbling in your canopy. And so that would be what animal? What animal has chubby cheeks?
Squirrels.
Squirrels or chipmunks. Yeah, this, I think this is a squirrel. And they are going to go play in the trees. Wake up, leaping legs. Who do you think that might be? Yeah. Clouds are drifting, seasons shifting. Croon a song of love and cuddles. Splash about in rainy puddles. Who likes to live in puddles? And who likes to sing? frogs. Yeah, yep, that's right. Ribbit, ribbit. They love to splash about, jumping from here to there in water. Ooh, look at how cute this one is. Oh, friends, let's see if you can guess who this is. Wake up, red tails. They are red, but they have a little tip of white at the very end of the tail. Can you guess? It's a fox, yep. No more dreaming. Sun is beaming. Nuzzle mama in your den. Frolic out in wooded glen. They're going to go on an adventure. Have you ever seen a fox before? They kind of bounce when they run. It's super cute. Wake up, downy feathers. Who do you think that is? No more lulling. Blue skies calling. Step into the morning light. Spread your wings in fledgling flight. It's a woodpecker. Yeah. They're going to go out. Well, that's what the downy feathers. Feathers are usually birds. Yeah. Yeah. Springtime wee boots. Who wears wee boots? Do you know what the word wee means here? Yeah, exactly. It means small. I'm not talking about a group of people like we. I'm talking about a size. It's a Scots word, I think. It means very small or small. So who wears small boots? Kids do, yeah. Especially when it's springtime and there's fresh puddles to jump in. Mm-hmm. Perfect weather, time together, wonders blooming all around. Take in every sight and sound. All the woodlands in full swing, welcoming the joys of spring. And in the picture, boy, do we get to see it. Do you know people start to picnic in springtime? Or go outside to do fun stuff like paint or have a party. And that's exactly what they're doing here. We can see them enjoying the park or the woodland and enjoying springtime. Makes me want to go out right now and picnic. What do you think? Maybe? All right. And that, my friends, is the end.